father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So Friday night, Frogtoberfest, SBC, Susquehanna Brewing Company. We were there in Piston. Walk up, say hi to Crockett. He's already set up because he's doing his show live from there. And he goes, ooh, you smell really nice, is what he said. I said, oh, thank you. Yeah, and then I continued on. He goes, well, what is that? And I said, what, the cologne? And he's like, yeah, what is that? I like it. So me kidding. I'm like, you want to rub up against me? To which he did at that point. But didn't think any more about it, right?
Yeah.
I get a text following day. Hey, Doc, when you get a second, send me a picture of that cologne you were wearing last night. What do you think?
Well, first off,
I think he really wants the cologne.
It is a sign of flattery.
Yeah, it was a sign of flattery.
But I will say, Crockett, you should know, you shouldn't. Let me give Crockett a lesson in manlihood.
Go ahead.
In gentlemanship.
if anybody, it should be you. Yeah. Who comes from. Go ahead.
You don't wear the same cologne as another guy at work.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so say, you know, he wants to wear that cologne. If he's going out to a social function, to a bar, at home, wherever, he could wear that cologne. But when it comes to work, that's your cologne.
Right, so we shouldn't cross paths.
You don't
want to
cross
scents.
Yeah, your scent should be different.
That would be the Froggy 101 scent thing.
Exactly. You should walk in and go, oh, this smells like Crockett, or oh, this smells like Doc. Like, I wear Victoria's Secret for hymns.
Yeah.
I wear the, I think it's Platinum. I think that's the one I wear.
Okay.
And I love that. But I also have the Toxically Masculine that I got on a TikTok shop. That smells like...
Was that your natural scent or that's the name of it?
That's it. That's the name of the scent.
Oh, okay.
It smells like cat pee. so don't buy it off the TikTok shop because it's not...
It might actually be cat pee.
It's not a good cologne, so don't wear that one. I don't wear that, but I still have it.
You smell like my basement in the corners of the walls.
So that's why I wear the Victoria's Secret for hymns. I also have the Messi cologne. Yeah. Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You traded me one because there was a different one you gave me.
Yeah, actually, I think it's the one that you're talking about, Crockett. Which one did you tell him?
The Versace Portomay de Toulouse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in French.
Yeah, the Versace is actually, that used to be my cologne.
EJ, you speak French at all?
No, I do not.
No, all right.
Eau de Parfum.
So it's Versace, I know that. Poor, but it's probably not pronounced poor. Like homie, H-O-M-M-E. E-A-U-D toilet.
That means it's toilet water.
All right. Well, it's kind of like a cat pee. You're getting off TikTok. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, no, I gave you that one because Amanda's, actually, that was when me and Amanda first started dating 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. Her ex had that cologne.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't smell that. So
Pop stole one of mine too. There was one cologne I liked and I had, and he's like,
light blue.
I like that. Yeah. And he's like, I got to get that. And I'm like, well, the same reason.
Was
I'm
that
like,
the Acqua di Gio?
I don't remember which one it was a while ago. I was thinking it was light blue. It was the one in there. Yeah. But so that's what guys talk about when they're out at Frogtoberfest.
Whatever you do, Crockett, don't wear. And I'm sorry, I'm going to get all of our Romanian listeners very upset and our Eastern European listeners very upset. Don't wear the Jaguar Noir. But if you do, wear too much of it. Because the guys that wear Jaguar Noir, they only wear too much of it.
I mean, where's Axe? Isn't that where it's supposed to be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Axe, yeah, you want to smell like you're in high school again? You might as well wear the polo. Or what's the place that you can't see in when you go shopping? It's dimly lit in the mall. You can't see where you're at. What's that? Hollister.
Hollister.
Yeah, that cologne. There you go. You want to smell like a teenage boy? I used to wear that when I was in middle school and high school.
See, we learned something here about everything. Poor Crockett. He's probably not going to want to know the cologne anymore.
Yeah.